from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real world historical events, even typically mixed in between and on top of the music. But this evening, we've got a special episode called Reflections of Jimi Hendrix, commemorating the 53rd anniversary of his death on September 18th. And virtually all of our audio clips are from people who knew Jimi Hendrix personally and worked with him, or are related to him, like Janie Hendrix, his sister. And all of our music is cover versions of songs that he either wrote or that are strongly associated with him, as performed by other artists. We kicked off that last set with Buddy Guy and his version of Red House, and then Say Low with Foxy Lady. Pat Metheny's version of Third Stone from the Sun followed, and Prince finished us off. Yes, the purple one, Prince, finished us off with his version of Red House called Purple House. In the next set, we're going to hear again from Janie Hendrix, and we're also going to hear from Eddie Kramer, his engineer, who later went on to become not just an outstanding engineer, but also one of the world's leading music producers for so many, many other acts. When I was an intern at North Lake Recording Studios in White Plains, New York, in 1979 and 1980, I had my brush with fame that way. The most famous person I ever got coffee for was Eddie Kramer. So, yes, in this next set, we're going to be hearing covers from Living Color, The Pretenders, and we're going to conclude with Eric Clapton's version of Burning of the Midnight Lamp. And, you know, I promised you a real genre-jumping episode, because this is a plastic sushi, and I'm keeping my promise with an almost ultra-lounge version of The Wind Cries Mary. And it's wonderfully produced, too, you know, the way a big band jazz song should be. Here is Pat Boone and his version of The Wind Cries Mary on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
After all the jacks are in their boxes and the clowns have all gone to bed, you can hear happiness staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red, and the wind whispers Mary. A broom is drearily sweeping up the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping, somewhere a king has no wife, and the wind it cries Mary. Thank you. The traffic lights, they turn blue tomorrow. And shine their emptiness down on my lid. The tiny island sags on downstream. Cause the life that lived is dead. And the wind screams merry. Will the wind ever remember the names it has blown in the past? And with its crutch, its old age, and its wisdom, it whispers, no, this will be the last. And the wind cries, Mary.
The type of costumes that my grandma wore for vaudeville is what kind of sparked Jimmy's interest in the vests and the shiny and glittery and velvety kind of costumes, because he would go into grandma's trunk and he would pull out these vests and he would try them on. And so that kind of sparked that interest. I mean, a lot of parts of our journey in life, you know, mold who we are. And just like the song From the Skies, it's like, Jimmy heard that music in his jumps as 101st Airborne. And so just different facets of his life kind of created the music.
Hit. Here's Hendrix engineer and producer, Eddie Kramer.
On Axis, in fact, the way we had set it up for Jimmy was Jimmy had always asked us about this sound that he heard in his head, which was being underwater. And one evening we said to him, now, come in and have a listen, sit down and have a listen to this. George Cairns and I have been working on this phasing technique, which George Martin had showed us. There was a track on the album called Bold as Love, and in that song, we created phasing. And we played it for Jimmy, and he fell down off the couch, and the hairs stood up on the back of his neck. He said, I can't believe it. This is, I've been reliving my dream. I mean, this is exactly what I heard in my dream.
Metallic purple armor, queen jealousy, envy waits behind him. Her fiery green diamond sneers at the grassy ground. Blue are the life-giving waters taken for granted, they quietly understand. No one's happy turquoise armies lay opposite ready, but wonder why the fight is still on. But they're all old as love. Now Red is so confident he flashes with trophies of war and ribbons of euphoria. Orange is young, full of death, very unsteady for the first full round. My yellow in this case is not so mellow. In fact, I'm trying to say it's frightened like me. And all these emotions of mine keep holding me from giving my life to a rainbow like you. But I'm bold as love. Yeah, yeah. I'm bold as love. I'm bold as love. Just ask the exes. He knows everything.
こちらは WMFO メッドフォード 91.5 FM。
Chaz Chandler.
He had a lot of doubts about coming to England. His actual words to me at the time was, what's the point in me going to England as a guitar player? He says, you've got Eric Clapton and Jeff Beck over there. He says, you don't need one more guitar player. And I said, well, I'm sure that if Eric and Jeff see you, that they're going to end up like admiring your playing. I said, you know, he said, and he turned around, he says, well, look, he says, I know you know Eric and all that, because, you know, Yardbirds days and all this. He said, if you guarantee me he'll introduce us to Eric Clapton, I'll come to London.
Thank you.
Tonight on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, our theme is called Reflections of Jimi Hendrix. As we commemorate the 53rd anniversary of his tragic death, basically by taking pills and alcohol together and choking on his own vomit like a number of other rock stars have died, including Bon Scott of AC/DC. We began that last set with a very ultra lounge-like jazz version of The Wind Cries Mary as performed by Pat Boone from his rather uncharacteristic album In a Metal Mood, No More Mr. Nice Guy. It has a whole bunch of other jazz-ish styled cool covers of more hard rockin' songs. And then we heard from Living Color with their version of Crosstown Traffic. And then it was The Pretenders with Bold as Love. And both of those were from the compilation Stone Free, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix. And in between the two of them, we had the most famous musical god I ever got coffee for, music engineer and producer Eddie Kramer. And then we finished things off with Eric Clapton's version of Burning of the Midnight Lamp. Meanwhile, right now, I've got Stevie Ray Vaughan in Double Trouble performing a medley of Little Wing and Third Stone from the Sun live. So, in the middle of November in 1966, after the Jimi Hendrix Experience had gone on a tour of France with Johnny Hallyday, who was kind of like the Elvis Presley of France. When they came back to England in mid-November, they performed at this club called the Bag of Nails in London. And pretty much everybody who was anybody in rock then, Eric Clapton, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, Jeff Beck, Pete Townsend, Brian Jones, Mick Jagger, and Roger Daltrey, among others, were in attendance. And you're going to be hearing Roger Daltrey's recollection on exactly what that performance was like. And we're going to also be hearing a very cool cover of Power of Soul performed by Bootsy Collins and George Clinton, perhaps the two most important funk musicians ever. And more, yes, more, including a vintage public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. But first, we're going to hear what I believe could be the coolest cover version of any song ever. Devo's version of Jimi Hendrix's Are You Experienced? And they take apart the original, completely deconstruct it, and then they Devoize the pieces and they reconstruct it. It's an incredible version of the song, and I hope you like it. Here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. Only at WMFO. In Medford!
Are you experienced? everyone who was anybody in London at that time, and that was literally everyone, the Beatles, the Stones, Clapton, Page, Jeff Beck, Townsend, everyone was there at this club to see this guy. He got up on stage, and that image of Jimmy playing that guitar, being what that persona he used to adopt on stage, was absolutely indelible on the brain. And he was incredible.
Thank you. life. It's quick, and we go now. The story of love is hello and goodbye. Until we meet again.
Jimmy was just a very natural person behind a board, a mixing board. That was his artist palette, you know. It was just one of those things that was at his fingertips, and he knew how it worked.
Who's this Jimi Hendrix? Who are you talking about? Jimmy something? Jimmy Witherspoon?
Nobody knew who you were.
Oh, just kept on going.
For the Rutherford Institute, here is John Whitehead.
Gold Star Families for Peace may not be most people's idea of public enemy number one, but when they gathered at a Mother's Day peace rally in California, they certainly caught the eye of the National Guard. A state Senate investigation has revealed that the California National Guard monitored the anti-war demonstration at the state capitol, but the California Guard may not be alone. Recent reports indicate that the Guard in roughly 10 other states, including New York, Colorado, Arizona, and Pennsylvania, may have conducted similar monitoring of anti-war groups. However, state and federal laws expressly forbid such activities. The point of law is the Posse Comitatus Act. It prohibits the military from taking part in domestic law enforcement, and that's one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
In the fall of 1969, Jimmy put together the Band of Gypsies with drummer Buddy Miles.
I was really the leader of the Band of Gypsies, in a sense. Jimmy really looked to me for everything.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Producer Eddie Kramer is not only a studio magician, but he's also a classically trained pianist. Eddie's knowledge of the keys came in handy in his work with Jimi Hendrix.
I was fooling around with these chords in the studio at Olympic one day, these sort of jazzy chords. Jimmy said, "Man, what are those chords? Show me those chords. Show me those chords." So I said, "Sure, okay, here you go." And I showed him the chords. And he said, "Well, man, I got to put these in the song. You play it. And I said, no. I'll show them to you. And I gave him the chords, and he played it. And that's on Spanish Castle Magic.
It's very far away. It takes about a half a day to get there if we travel by dragonfly. It's not in Spain, but all the same, you know it's a groovy name, and the wind's just right. Hey, hang on, my darling. Hang on if you wanna go. Yeah, it's a really groovy place. It's just a little bit of a Spanish castle magic. The clouds are really low.
I took him around the corner. I said, "You got to see this guy." And I took him down there. I thought I was doing something great, you know, like they were going to enjoy it. But not only did they enjoy it, they totally depressed him. They came out of there so totally depressed. And I went, you didn't like him? And they go, that's the problem. We did like him. And he's so good. I don't think I'm playing guitar anymore. I swear to God. And it happened to several people.
You've been tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts, freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. In that last over a half hour long set, we began with what I contend could be the coolest cover version of any song ever, Devo's version of Jimi Hendrix's Are You Experienced. They totally deconstruct it, Devoize it, and rebuild it. Wow. And then we heard Roger Daltrey reflecting on the first time a whole bunch of British rock stars, including Clapton, Lennon, McCartney, Jeff Beck, Pete Townsend, Brian Jones, Mick Jagger, saw Jimi Hendrix perform at the Bag of Nails nightclub in London in November 1966. And then we heard from Bootsy Collins, and then we heard from PM Dawn and Buddy Miles claiming that he was the leader of the Band of Gypsies and Jimmy was just a follower. Ha! Don't believe that! Then it was the Band of Gypsies with Paul Rodgers and Slash, and then MACC, Eddie Kramer once again, Santana with Spanish Castle Magic, and Robert Randolph and the Family Band's cool cover version of Purple Haze. Thanks so much for listening. Alex is on for the last time on Friday before he moves to Thursday morning.